The Afternoon Drive Show on Impact 103.
Now we change gears to a conversation that I think is absolutely important. It's a conversation that I think affects a lot of us. In actual fact, affects all of us, especially as Christians, that we need to be very much aware of. It's a conversation when it comes to journalism and the truth of news that is out there when it comes to the journalism of Christian-related situations and stories and the realities and the truth that is there or not. I've got joining me via the line Gerda Botgieter from Devoted Magazine to talk about her brand new book, A Journey to Truth, and speaking about unethical journalism. Gerda Botgieter is the managing editor of Devoted Wellness Magazine, and her position as director in a high-profile office in a local authority for 30 years included media liaison over many years. She holds a BA degree with distinction, BA Honours with distinction, MA Executive Leadership Diploma at the University of Pretoria, and numerous related certificates on communication science from other institutions. Her work as a communication specialist and ongoing studies in this field helped her realize that there was an absolute great need for positive stories. She writes inspiring articles for various publications and the online Devoted Wellness Magazine. Botgieter has spent almost 3 years researching the malicious media stories behind the stories about the Kwasi Zabantu. During her research, she has studied over 200 news reports about the same number of authentic and official documents, interviewed numerous people on and outside the mission, and consulted with a few law experts for their insights. And she joins us this afternoon to tell us about her new book, especially when it comes after doing all that deep dive into the story of the Kwasi Zabantu mission. Good afternoon, Gerda. Thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to the Afternoon Drive with Kwasi.
Thank you, Kwasi. It's a privilege to be here. Thank you for the opportunity. And the real name, or the full name of my book, is A Journey to the Truth, The Case of Kwasi Zabantu Mission. Mm. And it's available on Amazon at the moment.
And I'm actually looking forward to just double-clicking into that, because I know there's a lot of people that are kind of wondering, what is Kwasi Zabantu, the mission that you're talking about, and why specifically writing about that? But before we get to that, I want to take a couple of steps back. As editor of Devoted Wellness Magazine, I mean, it's not often that you see an editor turning into an author and writing a book. What brought you to the decision to saying, I actually want to write a book?
Well, firstly, as you mentioned, I retired from a high-profile job a few years ago, 2020, and I thought it was time for me to pursue the doctorate that I've been postponing for such a long time. So I started to do research on fake news. You remember, it's COVID time, and there's a lot of fake news going around, like the same now with Israel, et cetera, et cetera. So I started to research an ethical journalism, and I was looking for a case study. So what happened, an independent journalist called me and she said, you know what, there's a lot of things going on. There's a media attack on the Kwasi Zabantu mission. I've investigated for months and, you know, it's all lies and it's based on fabricated story. Maybe this is a good case study for you. Hmm. So, I visited Kwasi Zabantu the first time in November 2020. That was just after News 24 launched its media campaign called Exodus and covering a cult in KwaZulu-Natal. So, while I was there, I was looking around and I realized that I have the perfect case study to demonstrate unethical journalism.
Yeah, and I mean, that was a massive uncovering that News 24 and various publications actually stepped into in uncovering what was happening in the Kwasi Zabantu mission that was happening over there, and caused a lot of conversation, lots of very big headlines that you also cite in the write-up about the book. But let's talk about why this book is so important, especially when it comes to unethical journalism, because if I'm thinking about the ordinary person, it's easy for me to kind of go, well, journalism happens, I'll just read news here and there, or just unplug from the news completely, or just pretend I don't actually see that there's a problem. Why do you think it's important to bring this topic of truth to us now, especially?
Well, we can get to that, but I first want to tell you a little bit about Kwasi Zabantu for your listeners who don't know anything about Kwasi Zabantu. Sure. You know, it's one of the biggest mission stations in Africa, and it provides jobs to thousands of people. It's situated in Kranskop in KwaZulu-Natal. And by the way, they produce the well-known brand Aquele water. So they use the sales of the water and other projects, farming projects, the sales of fruit and so forth, to help the communities. And the very first thing about ethical journalism, it must benefit the public. So what happened specifically with this case, the News 24 editor, he called for a boycott of the water. And I thought to myself, but this can't be ethical. I mean, it sounds so personal, so malicious, you know what I mean? So I zoomed into the journalism, and I will talk to you a little bit later about the principles of unethical journalism that I found. But to get back to the community, to Kwasi Sibantu, Kranskop is a place where there's not a lot of jobs. There's not a lot of opportunities. So Kwasi Sibantu really, they are dependent on their livelihoods on Kwasi Sibantu. So just to call for a boycott of the produce that they sell to sustain the missionary humanitarian work, to me, it didn't sound very ethical. And that's why I decided to zoom specifically, and also because it was so comprehensive. You know, I've studied over 171 news reports over 3 years from News 24. That in itself showed the agenda. And then some more background. By the time I researched, or I started with my research, Kwasi Sibantu was already exonerated by independent panel from all the News 24 allegations. Some of the so-called victims already came forward to say, but those are all lies. And we told News 24 that they were lies, you know, all those sort of things. Later on, the CRL Commission also investigated them. They said, no, Kwasi Sibantu is not a cult, and the media abuse the word cult. So those were the hardcore facts that I was confronted with when I started with my research. But you ask me, why is this topic so important now?
Yeah.
Firstly, Kwasi, unethical journalism, fake news, whatever you want to call it, you know, I call it a very negative word. It's just tabloid puffery. All those things, it's harmful. It's not harmful only to the person that are, or the organization that's been attacked. It's harmful to the news consumer, but it's also harmful to the industry, your industry, my industry, the industry that we work in, because people don't trust mainstream media anymore. And that's a given, unfortunately. Yeah, but the media plays a very important role in society. Yeah. We have to know what's going on around us. And that's why I decided that, you know what, it's important in the public's interest that we also expose unethical journalism. News is essential. A well-informed public is part of a democracy. But if we can't trust the media, you know, what's left for us? Unfortunately, lazy journalists, they use social media too much to get their stories from. And the whole Kwasi Sibantu News 24 coverage was based on two social media postings.
Yeah. And you speak about how, you know, even in the investigation and the writing of the book, you know, you kind of really putting an emphasis on unpacking these red flags that we can look out for in news reporting and highlighting the exploitation of journalistic practices that should be avoided in making sure that news reporting remains ethical through and through. For an ordinary person, it almost feels like, oh my goodness, this feels like a full-time job that's just for the journalists or the journalism sector, and there's very little that I can do. What is it that we hope that readers of your book will take and will kind of, I think I'm going towards the idea of, and not feel like I'm passing the buck to the journalists and the journalism sector and saying, okay, guys, get your things in a row, but to be able to say, hey, what can I do? What can we do? And what do you hope that after reading your book that we would do in due diligence in the stories we read, in the sources where we read and consume some of the stories and things that are making headlines and news, whether it be especially in the mainstream media, that we can look out for and will eventually learn and be good, what scripture calls Bereans of the word, but also sort of good Bereans of what we read and we take in as news as believers.
Absolutely. But before I get to the ethical principles, I just want to state very clearly that I'm not a spokesperson for Kwasi Sibanto.
Yes, absolutely.
For me, it was all about, yes, and you are not the spokesperson for Kwasi Sibanto as well. It was all about how untested information was used as a weapon against the mission.
Yeah.
And to frame the mission as a cult where children are abused and women are abused, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm.
So the first... and I totally agree with you. There's also responsibility on the news consumer to make sure that the news source is credible. And there are easy things to look at. Firstly, in general, it is a red flag if there's a need to sensationalize a story. So how do you sensationalize a story? You overuse emotive words. You know those words with such high emotions, you know, the adjectives that people abuse to tell a story. That is exploitative journalism. It's yellow press, as we call it, and like I said, tabloid puffery. I've already discussed the hard facts that I had. So what I did, I went to the SA Press coach to guide me, the Press Council, the coach to guide me to see what were ethical and what were not in the whole coverage. Firstly, the media, we must understand that it exists to serve society. It's not the other way around.
Yeah.
The media should describe or provide information of legitimate interest or importance to citizens.
Mm.
That is the main thing. In this particular case, the media advanced a smear campaign. Personal vendettas. It was not in the interest. Like I've mentioned to you, how many people are dependent on Kwasi Sibanto for jobs, etc., etc. It was definitely not in the interest of the public.
Yeah.
Secondly, the media's freedom provides for independent scrutiny of the forces that shape society. There was no independence here. Newsweek also investigated, I have to mention this, Newsweek, the investigative magazine, also investigated this whole News 24 Kwasi Sibanto coverage. And they were the first to say that the news, the editor-in-chief, was too close to the whole story, too close to his informants, and had an agenda. And it was truly so. I couldn't argue with that fact.
Hmm.
By the way, The editor also has a history. It's not the first time of subjective news reporting. He was in trouble a few times, and you can look it up, or your listeners can look it up. Thirdly, news reports should present only what may reasonably be true as fact. There were stories about two women allegedly held captive. They both came forward and said, but this is not true.
Yeah.
This is, we were never... Louise Pretorius, for instance, I had 5 different interviews with her. She's now married. She got married at Kwasi Sibanto, and she lives with her husband still at Kwasi Sibanto. The other lady is also still at Kwasi Sibanto, again at Kwasi Sibanto.
I think what I'm seeing as a common thread in what you're saying is just in how it's so easy to make it look a certain way. It's only when a person double clicks into the particular situation or the story or whatever the background is that they realize truly the weight of what's happening, the truth to it or the lack thereof. Kharta, before we wrap up, because we're running out of time, for someone who's listening, because I think from the conversation that we've had very briefly now, I'm already drawn to a place where I'm saying I have a responsibility, like I mentioned earlier, to be aware of what's happening and to understand what ethical journalism looks like. Your book is out. You unpack this more for us to understand. And like you rightfully mentioning, Kwasi Sibanto, the mission is the example to showcase what happens in the background. Where can people find your book who are interested to be able to be good stewards of how they consume public mainstream media?
Well, it's available on Amazon, also Christian Liberty Books in Cape Town. And we already did 2 prints, and it's just been translated into isiZulu, so we will print it soon on isiZulu as well. I'm so proud of that.
Oh, man, that is fantastic. Well, Kharta, I'm so grateful that we got to speak this afternoon, albeit short, but I think more than anything, it was a... a very important highlight to say we have to pay attention to what is happening in our news, what we consume, and just be ethical about if we are in a space where we give out news, but also be responsible in how we work in receiving it and do due diligence in double checking those sources. So thank you so much for your time this afternoon, and I'm looking forward to just your work that will continue to empower us to be better consumers of media. So thank you so much.
Thank you. And journalists, please check your facts and please check your informants. They must be credible. That's very important. And thank you, Corsi, for the wonderful opportunity. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
We talk again.
Yes, absolutely. I'm looking forward to that conversation again. It's Gerte Potgieter joining us here on the Afternoon Drive with Corsi, talking about her brand new book that she's just written, which is absolutely fantastic. If you are a fan of journalism, but also if you're in a space where you're looking forward to a journey to truth, journey of the truth of journalism and what it should be like, be sure to look out for her book. It's titled A Journey to Truth, Uncovering, just an unpacking the story of what happened with the Kwasi Zabantu mission and being able to bring light to the news, what we consume. Yeah. And just be ethical about if we are in a space where we give out news, but also be responsible in how we work in receiving it and do due diligence in double checking those sources. So thank you so much for your time this afternoon. And I'm looking forward to just your work that will continue to empower us to be better consumers of media. So thank you so much.
Thank you. And journalists, please check your facts and please check your informants. They must be credible. That's very important. And thank you, Corsi, for the wonderful opportunity. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
We talk again.
Yes, absolutely. I'm looking forward to that conversation again. It's Gerte Potgieter joining us here on the Afternoon Drive with Corsi, talking about her brand new book that she's just written, which is absolutely fantastic. If you are a fan of journalism, but also if you're in a space where you're looking forward to a journey to truth, journey of the truth of journalism and what it should be like, be sure to look out for her book. It's titled A Journey to Truth, Uncovering, just an unpacking the story of what happened with the Kwasi Zabantu mission and being able to bring light to the truth of unethical journalism, because it's not just relying to those that send out the news, but we have a part to play as we are the ones that consume the news.